record.
In 2025, there are an estimated 433,000 Australians living with dementia, and it is the leading cause of death among Australian women. It doesn't need to be said that it is a horrible and devastating disease for the individual suffering and those around them. That's why Mananitsa Ghosh and Loretta Baldassa have helped construct Befriending with Jeannie, an 8-week program aimed at reducing loneliness and increasing social support for people living with dementia and their caregivers. The program focuses on helping culturally and linguistically diverse communities living in Adelaide, Perth, Melbourne and Sydney. Migrant people with dementia and their family caregivers are the vulnerable people in the society, facing social isolation and loneliness due to language barriers, racism, lack of social support and limited knowledge about available services. Joining me in the studio is Research Fellow and Project Manager of Befriending with Jeannie, Mananitsa Ghosh, and Project Leader Loretta Baldassa. Good morning, guys. How are we?
Good morning.
Good morning.
The program, it sounds beyond necessary. I'm immediately struck by how this hasn't already been existing. When did you come up with the idea for Befriending with Jeannie?
Thank you very much for having us on the show. And as you said in your introduction, dementia is the leading cause of death for women in Australia right now. So dementia is part of all of our futures, right? And so the need really is compelling to do something. And we came up with this idea really because the government has made special funding available for these kinds of research projects. And so we were inspired to respond to that funding call. It's the Medical Research Future Fund, part of the NHNMRC suite of funds, which is the leading funder by Australian government for this kind of health research. And in particular, there's not a lot of involvement by migrant communities in dementia research because they are such a vulnerable population. So it's really hard to conduct the research project, actually.
Yeah.
So that's the inspiration.
How did you kind of go about constructing that research? Or are we still getting started on it now?
We're just launching it, the control trial now, so we're really excited about it. But we've taken 18 months to co-design the intervention, and we've worked closely with migrant communities and researchers from different disciplines. So we've used medical professionals, allied health professionals, social scientists, and we're collaborating with UK scholars as well from the University of Southampton. It's taken a time, but you need to really invest that time at the start to be confident that it's going to be effective.
Has the dementia aid space always been something you've both wanted to work in, or was there a particular moment that made you want to help?
My father is living with dementia. He migrated to Australia from Italy when he was 19 years old, and that's been a personal source of inspiration, just watching him struggle with this disease. And it is a disease. I think a lot of people, especially in migrant communities, think it's a natural part of aging.
Yeah.
But actually, it's a disease that we can do something about. Mm. So I was personally really motivated. I think Mononita's from a community that's a bit younger than my father's community, which is Italian, so he's Italy born.
Yeah.
Whereas Mononita's from Bangladesh, and I think that's a more new and emerging community. Is that right?
It is an emerging community. Regardless, my father had dementia as well, and he passed away. So we had our heartfelt inspiration.
Yeah. I thought it would probably be. I think it affects so many people. So it's something that, I mean, that's why I'm saying I'm just so surprised that we don't have more support around not just the people suffering with the disease, but the caregivers. Do you agree with that? You find caregivers need a bit more support as
Exactly. Yeah. Absolutely. And that's why our project is involving not only the individuals with dementia, but also for the caregivers, the family, the personal care, informal family caregiver. And we are, that's the intervention to increase their social support network and reducing their loneliness, enhancing their well-being.
Let's get into the crux of the program a bit more. So it focuses specifically on culturally and linguistically diverse communities with dementia in Australia. How does the program work to help those people?
So we know from research that's already been conducted that migrants access services later and in poorer states of health than the general population. And this is for a number of reasons. There's often not services that are really applicable to them. They have language barriers and cultural barriers. They tend to want to rely on family support more. And so all of those reasons are amplified in the case of dementia because diagnosis happens later and they're already suffering more from the illness. And what we see is that families cope as best they can, and one way they cope is to keep the older person at home because they're difficult to manage sometimes. There's nowhere to take them that feels safe and comfortable and accepting. But that's actually the worst thing you can do for the illness. Reducing social engagement and increasing social isolation makes the symptoms worse. And so that's a really big thing we're trying to address. So what this intervention does, it's a befriending approach, and befriending is as simple as it sounds. We actually go into people's homes and we befriend them. We get to know them. We try to build a trusting relationship so that we can share our knowledge about what services are out there. We try to model friendship behaviours to give them confidence to see that they can still engage socially. It's true, they might have cognitive decline, they might have trouble with their memories, but that doesn't mean that they can't enjoy a joke, that they can't have a chat. And so we're really trying to educate people and increase their awareness about how the illness works. One thing I saw with my dad, he's really active in his local Italian club, the Laguna Club in Inglewood, wonderful club that he helped develop. And as his symptoms got worse, I saw that the people that he was friendly with all his life in Australia kind of started to get nervous about how they should act around him, and they kind of stopped chatting to him. And it's so sad. And it's not because they're bad people, it's because they don't understand. So we're trying to increase social engagement and bring those people who were in the network before back into their lives.
It's definitely something that I've seen as well. And I think that comes with, I guess, some of the emotions that you feel when you know someone so well and you start to see that decline. How would you say we can help people who are starting to feel that, like, I don't know what to do, I don't know how to help kind of feeling?
That's such a good question. And I would say to all those people, be brave. Don't see the dementia, see the person. Go up and talk to them just the way you used to. You might find that you have to have a few different ways to approach them and see what works. But yeah, be brave and just remember the person is who's in there, the heart, the spirit, the soul.
And also acknowledge the caregivers, their contribution to this phenomenon, actually.
It's really tough on the caregivers, isn't it? And they can get really burnt out and exhausted. So one other way to support the person with dementia is to support the carer. Ask the carer, what can I do? Can I come over once a week for a cup of coffee? That is amazing because the caregiver can then, you know, get
have
on
some
with
weight off the shoulders as well. Yeah.
That's actually what the intervention is designed to do. We want to increase the supports in the network, probably reintroducing people who've fallen out, just to make sure that they're getting more social engagement.
How are you going about doing that? What's kind of the plan of action?
So in this in this program, we are doing 8 weeks of the befriending program, and we are waiting another 8 weeks to see the results is sustained.
Yeah, great.
And and we are measuring we are measuring the loneliness, their well-being, dementia quality of life, caregiver's quality of life, caregiver's burden. We have got standardized questionnaire, and so that's what we are measuring before the intervention starts at 4 weeks, week 8, and then week 16. And we are also doing the economic evaluation that if it is effective and will be feasible and sustainable.
Mm. How can people access this program? How can people get involved?
We'd love people to get involved. We're focusing on four language groups at the moment.
Okay.
The biggest language groups for aging migrant populations. So Italian, Chinese, the two main dialects, so Mandarin and Cantonese, Vietnamese and South Asian.
Mm-hmm.
South Asian, we're focusing on Hindi. There's lots of languages in the South Asian group, and many people can speak English well. So it's a multilingual group. The people who go and befriend you in your home for 8 weeks, they visit you for 1 hour a week for 8 weeks,
mm-hmm.
They are people who speak your language and are from your cultural background. And the idea there is just to have fun together. There's the measures that Mononita spoke about, but they're kind of in the background, really. So people are going to just enjoy each other's company and learn through that engagement. So how to contact us? We have videos on our website that give a little bit more detail in a friendly mm-hmm. way in different languages. So if you want to find out more, there's an expression of interest form that you can access online. You can email us or phone us at Edith Cowan University. We can provide those contact details maybe on your website here at mm-hmm. RTR. But we really are in the recruitment phase, and we welcome expressions of interest. And if you just want to ring up and have a chat and see if this is the right thing for you, that's what we're doing right now.
So befriending with Jeannie, give it a Google. I did my Google. It was there straight up the top. So it should be fairly easy to locate, pop your expression of interest.
And also to make the more and more people involved who doesn't speak English,
mm-hmm.
all our expression of interest, the promotion, the videos are translated into those four languages,
amazing.
Including Mandarin and Cantonese from a Chinese background.
Mm-hmm.
And our program is really significant and different to others, because the bilingual worker who speak in their own language, they are actually getting the befriender.
Yeah.
What we notice from our previous research from Loretta's 30 years of research on migration, that people, migrants who come early and they can speak fluently English, as they age and having dementia, they go back to their own cultural language. And that is the main focus of having the befrienders.
Where did you find these people who can speak bilingual in all these different languages?
There's such a rich resource of people like that in our country. Like, I think it's 50% or more of Australians were born overseas or have one parent who was. And it's often the second generation who are really bilingual and really bicultural, you know, so they know, they understand the research side, they understand the culture side.
Code switching.
Yeah. And actually, we were surprised that the interest when we were recruiting facilitators, research associates, we were inundated with expressions of interest, because what they say is, finally, I get a chance to use my language skills and my culture skills, right? Yeah.
Oh, amazing. I got a chill just there. I'm so excited about this. It sounds absolutely incredible. I'm excited to see how that 8 weeks goes. Will that results kind of be open to public, or is that going to be a private kind of the results section?
Of course, the results will be published, but mm-hmm. all the results will be aggregated and anonymous. So no participants will be reported and no identifiable information will be reported at all.
Yeah.
And of course, we'll showcase our results. Of course.
Is that going to be on the Edith Cowan University page or on your website?
It'll be on our website.
Yeah.
It'll be in journal articles. We will also do we're doing lots of talks. Mm-hmm. We'd love to come back and talk to you.
Yes, I want to hear the results. I'm like, why have we got other results yet? Hasn't started. Calm down.
Love to come back and talk to you. So different ways we'll try to share that information in different sectors. Yeah.
Also to let you know that we have got about 14 partner organization. So that's how we are promoting already.
Yeah.
We have promoting and promoted, including Victoria, Adelaide. Loretta is going next week to Adelaide again. And that's why how we promote to recruit participants, as well as to promote the to disseminate the results. Mm-hmm. So it is to the community people, but at the same time, so we'll have publication, as Loretta mentioned, conference, so to the academic field.
Mm. And an additional outcome too is raising awareness in the general community. So yeah. This radio call, I think, alerts people to how dementia is part of our future. You know, I think those messages about it not being a disease. The World Health Organization has recently identified 14 modifiable risk factors to prevent dementia or reduce the symptoms. So there's work we can all be doing for ourselves and our loved ones. And you see, I think up until now, a lot of the money for research has been pumped into medication, developing medicines. Yeah. And that's, over 100 years, been largely unsuccessful, actually. There's really no medicine yet. There's some new hopeful signs, but it's really expensive, terrible side effects. You have to have diagnosis early for it to be effective. So that's still in its infancy, the medication side. Yeah. Hopefully it'll improve. But what does work is social interventions. And so that's another reason our project is so important, because it's targeting what we know does work. So the modifiable risk factors include loneliness and social isolation. It includes having mental stimulation. Things like deafness. If you've got someone in your family or your friendship circle who's starting to have hearing problems and not doing anything about it, nag them to do something about
it. Okay, Dad.
No, seriously.
He needs to.
That is one of the modifiable risk factors. Yeah, it's going to increase his risk of developing cognitive decline. Sight is the new one as well. Of course, there's other things like exercise and blood pressure. We know all that stuff. But yeah, the social ones are hearing loss, vision, loneliness, social isolation, early childhood education.
Yeah, wow.
So that's really telling us that this is a life course approach.
Get in early.
Get in early. Build those synapses in your brain early. Invest in your little ones. Teach them another language. That's a great way.
I'm inspired. Let me download Duolingo. Every time I talk about bilingual people or even trilingual, and I'm so inspired. And then, yeah, you remind me that like 50% of Australians can do it. So I really need to get onto that. Thank you both so much for joining me today. Wonderful discussion. Do you have any final thoughts? What are you most excited for about this project?
So, I mean, this program is model of social prescribing. Mm-hmm. So prescribe our befriending with Jenny to your community, and please contact us to help us to help you.
Yeah.
I think the same, like addressing a real need. A lot of people are really suffering out there, and they're suffering in silence because they don't know what to do. And dementia is a very isolating illness. So there's lots of work to be done, and we can only do it by doing it together. Mm-hmm. So we also need to facilitate communities to be better at embracing and including people living with dementia and their carers. Mm. So next time you see someone who's taking a bit longer to order their coffee, or, you know, you can see they're struggling with cognitive decline, just think that could be me one day tomorrow, and do what you can to make their experience better.
Thank you both so much.
Thank you so much for having us.
Yeah, pleasure.
Of course. That was Research Fellow and Project Manager of Befriending with Jeannie, getting you across the program funded by National Health and Medical Research Council and Medical Research Future Fund, which aims to reduce loneliness for people living with dementia and their caregivers across culturally and linguistically diverse communities in Australia.